This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
CNN came out yesterday and said Donald Trump's advocating racial profiling. He says no profiling. Profiling to find out who or when and the next tackle
comes. He never used the word
that
racial.
It's basically fundamental strong police work. If backed by the administration, local and national, it should be more effective, much like Israel. In fact, take a listen.
You know, in Israel, they profile. They've done an unbelievable job, as good as you can do.
Sure.
But Israel has done an unbelievable job, and they'll profile. They profile. They see somebody that's suspicious, they will profile. They will take that person in. They'll check out.
Okay, so you heard him say profile, but he didn't say racial profile. And yet you take a look at some of the lines from CNN. Trump defends racial profiling in wake of bombs. Notice that's in quotations. And as you can see right there, he never said racial profiling. So CNN is getting called out on it. Remember, it was just a couple of days ago. CNN did some editing, creative editing with Hillary Clinton, who said bombs in New York and New Jersey, but then edited that out to make Donald Trump look bad. What's going on over at CNN?
Well, they're probably going to do a whole hour special on the birther movement because it works for Hillary.
You know, it is. It speaks to several issues here, Scott. The perceived desperation, I guess. And for CNN to do this, I mean, what do they need to save seconds? I mean, the last time was suggested the reason they edited out bombs out of Hillary's because they need to save us, you know, like a microsecond. In order to play more commercials, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, this doesn't look good when they start doing this kind of stuff. And this is where the public needs to call out CNN. And of course, they probably do in part because they just say, hey, I'm not going to listen to you. You don't have credibility. You lack veritas. Unless, you know, hey, you're supporting my gal. And so, you know, I'm going to listen to this. But, you know, even when people support somebody, you know, kind of like we were talking with Matt Barber earlier, you want to have veritas. You want to still feel like, hey, you know, these are the facts as best I know them. You know, and when you catch yourself repeating something that has been misrepresented or you're quoting somebody who has lost credibility, I mean, like, who quotes Susan Rice these days? Even with the other day, I don't know if you saw this or not, but what the former governor of Florida said that Hillary was honest, and the people couldn't help it. They started laughing. They couldn't believe he said that. And it wasn't, you know, like one of those faux pas or anything, but this is the kind of stuff that's put out there. I guess maybe they just, you know, they kind of test it and say, okay, I'm going to throw it out there and see if people will get behind it. And, you know, if the if the host would have said, oh yeah, absolutely, she's very honest, she's been, you know, greatly maligned, you know, and unfairly and all this, you know, then the narrative would have kept on going. But they found out real quick it doesn't carry water, so that falls by the wayside. Rather amazing again, what is going on, how we exchange the truth for a lie. And here it is. I mean, CNN, obviously, very desperate. They could only hope that they have Candy Crowley, you know, hosting one of the debates. And, of course, the debate that is coming up next Monday. I mean, they're talking potential record numbers. I mean, like I said, this could be a pay-per-view event. We might be able to pay down the debt a little bit. Maybe we'll send some of that money to, you know, the Assyrian, you know, for their efforts. We can, you know, send, you know, for Assyrian support and, you know, send some money that way. They could definitely use it, you know, with the battle that they continue to fight there in the Middle East, there in the Nineveh Plains, without any help from the United States or international community. Christians are being devastated out there, horrifically tortured and murdered. in such unbelievable ways. I mean, this is the thing that ISIS continues to do, and that is to raise the bar on the terror and the horror. That's what they're in the business for doing. But, of course, next Monday, talking about maybe 100 million people for that debate. Going to be incredible. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, we appreciate you joining in to fight the good fight, to do what we can to get this country back on track. As Matt Barber was saying in the last hour, it is our, you know, our opportunity to hit the bullseye, to be influencers is what we're called to do. And in order to be effective ones, then you've got to know the facts, and we're doing what we can to help you, to make sure that we empower you with the truth and the facts of the matter, because as we often say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we have too much opinion flying around right now. Jennifer Breeden with us right now, legal analyst, human rights specialist for the Clarion Project. Prior to the Clarion Project, she was she worked for the Washington, D.C. based nonprofit International Christian Concern as the regional manager for the Middle East. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Bill. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Jennifer, you know, I know that you have spent a lot of interest and focus in the Middle East on the persecution of Christians in particular. Sunday, I was honored to be a part and host a television telethon for the United Assyrian Appeal that took place. It was just an incredible opportunity, and this was to support Assyrian Army military families. The things that have been going on there with the persecution of Christians, and what a small band of military men and people, you know, there in the area, how they've been able to hold off ISIS is by the grace of God, because they've got no help from the international community and no help whatsoever from, you know, from the United States.
No, not even a little bit. No. So that's great that you were able to do that.
And also had an opportunity to co-host. I mean, it was just the way things worked out. Elma Addy was there. She's an Assyrian-American actor, fourth grade teacher, who did a documentary. I don't know if you've seen this documentary or not, but I highly recommend it. It's called Our Last Stand, One Woman's Journey to Reveal the Plight of Christians in Iraq and Syria, a terrific movie that her and Jordan Allitt put together that spells out the atrocities. I mean, you know, we see these things happening on television, and, you know, we see it on YouTube and that, and we think, well, you know, that's there, maybe not here, but even still, it grieves your heart to see what is being done, you know, to families, to women torn out of the arms of a mother and a father negotiating with, with ISIS, and they say, we want $54,000, and he gets them $54,000, and they don't give him his daughter. Another family where the daughter was taken, and they were insistent about getting their daughter back. So they said, yeah, we'll send you your daughter back. They sent her back in pieces. You know, this kind of horrific stuff, Jennifer, is stuff that gets lost in translation here. And then meanwhile, we have a refugee situation that, you know, people are coming into this country. You know, the State Department says, oh, yeah, we do great vetting, you know, 2 years worth of vetting. And I'm going, Well, 2 years worth of vetting. How do we get 10,000 Syrians in here? About 98-99% are Muslim, less than 1% Christians, and they're the ones that are being, you know, beat up and abused, but somehow they've gone through a 2 year vetting process. How does that happen?
You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. We actually don't know. So two things that you mentioned, you're completely dead on with the percentages. 10,800 Syrians were brought in. Of those, 56 of them were Christian. And there are thousands of Christians. You mentioned the Assyrian Church of the East and the Assyrian Christians there, most of whom have been captured. I mean, so on the second hand, we have a, you know, we've now declared that there's a genocide happening against Christians and Yazidis in Iraq and Syria. And as part of that, our international legal duty is to prevent and protect. And that includes whatever measures we can. It doesn't include, you know, targeted airstrikes here and there, coordinating with Putin on, you know, what's okay with Russia, what we do in Syria. That means if we as the United States have declared a genocide is happening, we need to do anything. So when we take in these Syrians, we should have had the Christians lining up first and say, look, you're the targets of the genocide. You're what's happening, you know, Christians, Yazidis, whomever, and you're the ones that are coming in. And you're coming in first.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, Jennifer, they're not asking, you know, for bombs or anything. They're asking for a safe zone. Protect us. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody there to protect them. Like it or not, Saddam Hussein protected the Christians. I mean, that's why in the Nineveh Plains there between Syria and Iraq, they were able to grow to about 1.5 million. Today, less than 200,000. And they've all been, you know, left without their homes. One of the analysts was talking about who knew firsthand. She was saying that, you know, not that long ago, you know, their homes were valued at $500,000. They were, you know, thinking, okay, maybe we've gone through this. And the fact of the matter is Christians have been persecuted. You know, we can go all the way back to Muhammad there in that area. Mm-hmm. But for the last even 100 years, it's been a cyclical issue of where it's been one genocidal attack after another. But without a doubt, it is intensified. And this is what prompted Jordan and Elma to do the documentary of Our Last Stand, because they see it as their last stand.
And I actually am glad that you mentioned, it's funny you mentioned that. Just a couple weeks ago, I was in D.C. for the In Defense of Christians annual conference, and they showed Our Last Stand, a great film. I highly recommend it. You know, the more films about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East, the better, because we do need to know what's going on. So that's great that you've seen that and that you were able to host that screening. But yeah, we went to that. One of the things that they are proposing, I know this is now on Capitol Hill, I'm sure you discussed that there's a legislation proposal to create a safe zone in the Nineveh Plain. So when, you know, God willing, when the Syrian war ends or when the violence stops or they're able to, you know, take ISIS out of Mosul and some of these other areas, the Iraqi army with, you know, the American forces, there's a safe zone for them to return, because the truth is, you know, and there are people that have argued against that. Well, wouldn't that, you know, just be separating them? Well, no. Because what's happening right now in Iraq, and it's just like you said, what's happening is that, you know, my time spent over there talking with some of these Christians, they have these UN refugee camps set up there in northern Iraq, in Kurdistan area, Erbil, and there are all these huge UN refugee camps, and people are just saying, okay, all the refugees can go there. But what's happening, Christians don't even feel safe in refugee camps because there are lots of Muslims, and even if they wanted to escape the Syrian war or ISIS, that doesn't mean that they're not above discriminating against the Christians. And so the Christians aren't even safe in the refugee camp. There's
no, exactly.
For them to go.
And that's the vetting process. They have to get to the UN refugee camp only to be oppressed and put under pressure by, you know, because you have these little, you know, committees there in these refugee camps. Oh, yes, led by Muslims. And even the State Department is saying and now admitting that, you know, jihadis have infiltrated these areas because they know that in a sense, this is like a human resource boon for them, because they got all these, you know, people coming together and they figure out, hey, I can utilize this manpower and control them. And if I get a Christian woman in here and I get to use her as a sex slave, why not? I mean, because they don't matter anyway, right? They're less than. And then they talk about separating them. I mean, hello, bringing them to the United States. I mean, I think that's a pretty big separation. We're talking thousands of miles here, Jennifer.
Exactly, exactly. We have a duty to protect them, and right now we're not adhering to that duty. We're violating our international responsibility to protect these victims of genocide.
Well, the things that drive me crazy, just to your point here, is that we have legislation, and I'm going, hey, look, why doesn't Barack Obama get his pen and his cell phone ready and do something really quick? I mean, I might applaud if he did something to push a safe zone in this area for our brothers and sisters in Christ here, Jennifer.
Absolutely. I would stand up and applaud to do anything to prevent and protect what's happening to the victims of genocide.
Exactly. Jennifer Brayton, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Jennifer.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Yes, you are on the way. When this one is gone, 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 we're ready, Jesus. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. 3 hours coming your way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you so much for joining in on the cause to get this country back on track and to deal with the issues of our times, like this genocide that has been taking place in the Middle East, in the Nineveh Plains, in Iraq, Syria. And this is why it was an honor for me to be associated with this Assyrian military United Assyrian Appeal Telethon that took place on Sunday in Modesto. And we just had some great partners, including Assyria Sat TV and KBES 89.5 FM, who joined in on the effort to get the word out. People have asked me, said, Bill, can I still donate? By all means, you can donate and support and do what you can. Write your congressman, tell him to get that legislation, get it moving. Let's see if it can move faster than Barack Obama's cell phone and his pen, okay? But go to UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org. That would be UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org. If you can donate, that would be awesome, much appreciated. Even if you can pray, an archbishop from Peru opened up the telethon the other night and encouraged everybody to pray Psalm 91. Pray Psalm 91, you know, for the Assyrian fighters there, the overwhelming odds that are against them. But by the grace of God, they've been holding ISIS off. And the least we can do is to, you know, step up and push back against this genocide that is taking place out there. Well, a recent survey conducted by Genentech and the Foundation for Women's Cancer found that three-quarters of women are not able to identify common ovarian cancer symptoms. An important way for women to better understand these signs and symptoms is by making an annual OBGYN appointment, because the symptoms for ovarian cancer, such as bloating, pelvic or abdominal pain, trouble eating or feeling full quickly, can easily be confused with other common ailments. Further, the survey also found that women were prioritizing other obligations over an annual visit to the OBGYN, including work, family responsibilities and vacation plans, among others. With us right now to address this in light of September being Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month is Dr. Sharon Lewin. She's the medical director of the Department of Gynecological Oncology at the Holy Name Medical Center. Dr. Lewin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Welcome. Good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on and, you know, bringing this information. I mean, this is important for women, you know, to hear this. I mean, some of the key findings, 75% of women claim they are not able to identify symptoms of ovarian cancer. I mean, this is leaving them incredibly vulnerable, isn't this?
Yes, it is.
Well, I want you to expand on, you know, some of the results of the survey, including this one, if you would, please.
You know, thankfully, ovarian cancer is not very common, so I certainly don't want to scare any listeners, but it's really important that women understand the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer, and if you're experiencing any of these things, to please do see your gynecologist right away. So if women have any abdominal or pelvic pain, bloating, trouble eating, feeling full too quickly, or any difficulties with urination, if they have a constellation of these symptoms on a repetitive basis, they really need to be evaluated for ovarian cancer. We also learned from the survey, which was sponsored by the Foundation for Women's Cancers and Genentech, that unfortunately women prioritize a lot of other obligations over their yearly visit to the gynecologist. So it's so important that women see their gynecologist on a yearly basis. It's such an important opportunity to talk about risk for cancer and cancer prevention.
Well, from what I understand, Dr. Lewin, you know better than I do, obviously. I mean, you're the expert here. But particularly ovarian cancer, it can be very lethal because it moves very quickly, right? And especially, we give it an extra advantage that it doesn't need by ignoring the symptoms.
That's true. Unfortunately, most women are diagnosed at stage 3 or 4, more advanced stages. However, with excellent surgery and chemotherapy, women can really live a long time and do well. It's important that women definitely see a gynecologic oncologist because we are specialists in treating this disease. We do know from the literature that women who have a really thorough surgery at the beginning to remove all cancer and then have chemotherapy in the belly, including what's called intraperitoneal chemotherapy, that these women really do the best. There are also a lot of other excellent treatment options for women, one of which is a drug called Avastin, which has been approved for women in conjunction with chemotherapy, particularly women who have what's called recurrent ovarian cancer. That's what's known as platinum resistant, so that these women can really live a long time and do well. So just really important to see a gynecologic oncologist if you're diagnosed to talk through all of these issues.
Dr. Lynn, let's talk symptoms of ovarian cancer. How can women identify them?
So the symptoms are really often very subtle, but we see that women usually have these symptoms for many months before they're actually evaluated and diagnosed. So if a woman has any repetitive bloating, abdominal or pelvic pain, you know, trouble eating, feeling full too quickly, or difficulty with urination, she really should have a CAT scan and blood work to see whether or not she may have ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when they're diagnosed? Where do they go for support?
There are some great websites that definitely provide more information. We have a nonprofit, and our website is www.thelewinfund.org. We can also provide more information for women. Two other resources are the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, which is ovarian.org, or the Foundation for Women's Cancers.org. These are all excellent resources for women to have more information and support.
Well, you know, I found it interesting in the findings here. I mean, women are pretty open about addressing this issue as opposed to men. You know, men don't want to talk about it. Any idea that they're not healthy or, dealing with any potential cancer issues. But I thought it was interesting that 89% of the women say they have no problem, you know, talking to their OBGYN about gynecological cancers, do they?
That's what we found in the study, which is wonderful, but we did find that only 6% of women really brought up ovarian cancer, so mm-hmm. there is a little bit of a discrepancy. It's really important that women advocate for themselves, men too, and definitely talk to their gynecologists or their doctors about what their risks are for cancer and really how to modify that risk. So we do know, for example, that if women and men stay in an ideal body weight, exercise, have a healthy diet, don't smoke, limit alcohol, that they really can reduce their cancer risk tremendously, as well as genetic testing. So there are definitely things that can be done to prevent cancer, and it's just really important that people feel comfortable talking to their doctors about that.
Well, Dr. Lynn, with only 16% of women saying there is a high public awareness for ovarian cancer, conversations like this on a national radio show is important to get the word out, and I appreciate you taking the time to be able to come on and address this issue so that we can keep the conversation rolling and we can, we can raise that number of awareness for women to be able to have a better understanding of the symptoms and to have that conversation directly with their OBGYN, right?
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So thank you so much for having me. It's such an opportunity to really educate listeners. So thank you.
Well, where can listeners go for more information?
Listeners can definitely go to three websites, thelewinfund.org, ovarian.org, or the Foundation for Women's Cancer.org.
Well, to our family of listeners, I want you to listen to this little bit of a factoid here. According to the American Cancer Society, ovarian cancer causes more death than any other gynecological cancer in the United States. In 2016, more than 22,200 women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer in the U.S. More than 14,200 will die from the disease. Ovarian cancer typically develops in older women, with about half of all diagnoses occurring over the age of 63. A woman's lifetime risk of getting the disease is approximately 1 in 75. This is why this is something that you need to discuss with your OBGYN, and we continue to encourage women to have their annual checkups, right, doctor?
That's correct. Please do see your gynecologist on an annual basis and really educate yourself about how to reduce your risk.
Well, this is great information. Appreciate you sharing this study with us. Again, one more time, remind our friends where they can go for more information, Dr. Lewin.
Thank you again. Please do check out our websites, the lewinfund.org, ovarian.org, or the foundationforwomenscancer.org.
Customers, we've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's time, America. Look at, we got to grab a hold of this thing. If this is a country of, for, and by we the people, we got to take it away from the elites. We handed it to them. They've been happy to run this country into a ditch. And here's what we've got. We're surrounded, it seems like, at every turn. But we're going to have to reclaim what rightfully belongs to us, we the people, one bit of territory at a time. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano is with us. He's the writer and host of Climate Hustle, the movie. He's the executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Mark is also the former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and a senior aide, speechwriter, and climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, the Republican out of Oklahoma. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent, as I said, for Climate Depot, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Mark Morano, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you been?
Thank you, Bill. Doing well. Thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the movie. I don't know that you and I have had a chance to talk since I viewed the movie, and you know, we did what we could to promote it. And it was an important message for this time to help bring some you know, some clarity to what's going on, you know, on you know, regarding our climate and what progressives are doing to us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your part. Yeah, the film we released it back in May, had a nationwide theatrical release, and now it's available on DVD at climatehustle.com. And I think the most significant thing is anyone in your listening audience who actually thinks that, A, there's a consensus on global warming, that, B, we face a climate crisis, and that, C, all scientists agree, they are going to be shocked when they sit down and watch this movie, when they see French socialist scientists who voted for Obama, scientists who endorsed Al Gore, come forward and say they've reexamined the evidence. They're going to be shocked when they see the UN agenda is about redistribution of wealth, not about environmental policy. They admit that the UN admits that fully. And they're going to be shocked at all this absolute wackiness that passes for science. Everything from global warming is impacting the dead to all the tipping points. We must act before XYZ, and then that date passes and they scratch it out and put a new date. This film is comprehensive, and we go back four decades with video clips, and you see it's a movie that comes to life. So I think, you know, I thank you for your role, and I think the audience out there, your listeners, will be just blown away when they see this, because, you know, anyone with kids needs to see this, because teachers need to be pushed back on when they try to promote the United Nations or Al Gore line in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, what progressives have been able to do is to use the people's money to influence and promote this big lie. President Obama, I mean, we got to call it for what it is. I mean, he said what was going to happen. He was going to transform America. He was going to redistribute wealth. And he continues to move the chess pieces, one step at a time, because that's what progressives do. He himself stated in non-scientific terms that, climate change was a fact. I mean, that global warming was a fact. So it was, We no longer can argue or discuss or debate the issue as far as he is concerned and others of his ilk.
Yeah, in fact, President Obama has said that his administration will be the one that ends slows the rise of the seas. He gave himself that power. Mm. And he also has said repeatedly global warming is the greatest national security threat we face. I mean, and we actually deal with that in the movie. I mean, the idea is back in the Middle Ages, they thought the greatest threat we faced was from the witches, and how witches were accused of changing the weather and altering, and cause for crop failure. Now they're blaming global warming on that. We actually take a serious and comical look at how modern politicians think they can control the weather just like people who thought witches could control the weather during the Middle Ages. In fact, President Obama's administration has claimed that the EPA climate rules that he's done through executive order bypassing Congress are needed because we have so many extreme storms. Now, a couple different things. A, extreme storms are way down. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, droughts. Not only are they not increasing, they're actually declining on decadal and 50, 100-year time scales. And number two, Obama's regulations that he's touting as needed to stop extreme storms wouldn't even impact global carbon dioxide levels, let alone climate, let alone storminess, even if you buy the science. I mean, the word hustle has so many different implications here when these politicians start talking about global warming, in quotes.
Well, so much of what this administration has thrust upon, Main Street America, upon we the people, and even at our expense, because they've used our money. I mean, some people so casually, well, that's the government's money. No, that's our money. They have misappropriated our money for their cause. And where's the return on investment? Are we better off or are we worse off? And all indications would be is that it's not better off. And it's all based on one lie after another, which is continuing to be exposed, whether it's Barack Obama going back to the early days of if you want your doctor, you get to keep your doctor and you're going to pay less. And it's just been one lie on top of another. And yet so much of America remains gullible and accepting to this, to where now we're open to Hillary Clinton. And why are we shocked that most of America still believes her?
Yeah, in fact, the whole gist of the whole modern global warming movement has nothing, and we know it has nothing to do with science. You know how? Because multiple leaders, including the European Union's climate commissioner, have said, even if we're wrong on the science, we're doing right by policy. So they admit it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong on global warming. It's the policies. And what are those policies? We know for a fact the United Nations is openly called, Al Gore has touted this, for global governance. Mm-hmm. It's a centrally planned energy economy, the idea that nations and individuals can't be left to their own energy choices because the Earth can't handle it. So the entire movement is about central planning, enabling bureaucrats in redistribution of wealth. The United Nations Climate Panel Vice Chair has openly said, it's in Climate Hustle, that we will redistribute wealth by climate policy. And they don't care whether they're right or wrong on global warming. All they care about is this is their same agenda for the past 40 years. They want to centrally plan the economy and take away sovereignty from nation states because that they believe that only the enlightened few bureaucrats
exactly.
in the EU and the UN can control our energy economy and make our choices for us.
That's the arrogance of these people, Mark, that is galling to me. That, you know, the minions here were just so diminutive and so less than. We're so fortunate to have the Clintons and the Obamas of the world and these world leaders and the, you know, and the United Nations. Thank God for them. If they didn't have them, we would be in an absolute mess, wouldn't we?
Yes, and that, it's almost like a mob protection racket,
yes.
Bill. They literally say, they'll say this literally. I mean, the climate act, you need to pay now or we'll be paying much more later, or pay now or you'll be in trouble with the climate. Kind of like pay now or the climate's going to get you. Only we can protect you from that nasty climate. It's the exact same thing, and they want money now. They want money redistribution. They want carbon taxes. They want carbon trading. They want higher energy taxes. They want to shut down industries like coal and fracking and limit more oil drilling. They want to mandate energy that's not ready for prime time like wind and solar. They want to have planned recessions. They've already announced that. All in the name of fighting global warming, and they need, and you need to go along with them, or they call you a Holocaust denier. They call you, and that's literally what they call you, and they say you belong in jail. And we have Bill Nye, the science guy, saying that. We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that the global warming skeptics belong at the Hague with three square meals and a cot with all the other war criminals.
Can you believe that? It is amazing, but. You know, this is what the dialogue has reduced itself to. It's not let's sit down and reason together. Let's pursue the truth. Let's make decisions based on the truth. No, there's a hidden agenda and a hidden government behind all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we're calling your attention to. Mark Morano is with us. We've got more from Mark. He is the producer of Climate Hustle. You can go to climatehustle.com for more information and also to access the movie. It is available to you at that website. He's also the publisher of Climate Depot. More from Mark Morano on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you join us and get in on the fight here. And, you know, as Mark Patterson said, we got to run to the roar, okay, and start dreaming those big dreams and look for the impossible. Why not? Hey, Mark Morano is still with us. We're talking about, you know, his movie, which, of course, is available at climatehustle.com. It's titled Climate Hustle. He's the producer of Climate Hustle and the publisher of Climate Depot. Mark, you know, all this that we've been discussing here really just emphasizes the significance of this 2016 election. I mean, you couldn't have two candidates that are so diametrically opposed. Hillary Clinton's going to give us more of the same. We're looking at Barack Obama 2.0 with Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump would at least begin to open the door and opportunity for us to, you know, reason and to deal with some of these issues that heretofore have been thrust upon us because, you know, we're just a bunch of minions that don't know better, you know?
Yeah, this is a very stark choice. First of all, Donald Trump is the first Republican presidential nominee to be a strong climate skeptic. He has made fun of, mocked the global warming science. He's the first Republican presidential nominee to have an agenda that's actually opposing the climate agenda. Now, let's just review real quick. George H.W. Bush, elected in 1988, signed us on to the Rio Earth Summit Treaty and basically got the whole global warming treaty thing started. It was very weak when it came to climate. George W. Bush ran on climate bills and supporting it, and then also rubber-stamped the United Nations report and never once questioned climate claims as president. He was just committed to essentially agreeing with him. John McCain, the nominee in 2008, had sponsored climate bills, big believer. Mitt Romney, 2012, had had even Obama's advisors when he was in Massachusetts. He had John Holdren. He had Obama's EPA chief advising him. He was a global warming believer. So Donald Trump is the first Republican presidential nominee to oppose the agenda. And he actually has a very simple plan: defund the United Nations climate panel, withdraw from the UN climate treaty, and overturn the EPA climate regulations. Hillary Clinton's the exact opposite. She will continue Obama's policies.
Well, is it any wonder that Trump is getting getting pushed back, and he has looked at as a danger by these elites?
No, it's actually not. I mean, I think there's more opposition in the Republican establishment than there is in the Democrats to Trump. And Trump is very, you know, very nationalist, if you will. And that's a good thing to be when it comes to battling the United Nations, because the first thing a UN treaty is going to do is impact a nation's sovereignty. And I think Donald Trump gets that. So he is absolutely saying and doing all the right things. Obviously, the problem with Trump is you can find him on many sides of an issue, but he seems to be very consistent when it comes to global warming. We have record of him back in 2010 saying that Al Gore should give the Nobel Committee should rescind Al Gore's Nobel Prize after the Climategate scandal became. So he's at least got a six-year track record on climate. I can't find much before that on it.
Pretty amazing, Mark, as you and I were discussing before, speaking of Al Gore, that somehow he's still given place. You know, I'm from the old school that, if what you predict, you know, kind of like Dick Morris. Dick Morris got himself in trouble in some of the polling information that he put out on Fox, and I don't think he's been back on Fox ever since. He's just kind of persona non grata, and he's been trying to rebuild his stature. He lost so much credibility, but yet a guy like Al Gore, who promised that the earth was falling apart, that he had young children in movies talking about how we were going to be decimated, and all this has not come to be, but yet somehow he's still given some sense of credibility and space to be able to speak into America's lives. I mean, for me, Al Gore, along with Susan Rice and others, and I would even dare say Barack Obama, for all the lies that he's perpetrated on America, should be set aside.
Yeah, in fact, Gore is still, you know, by the mainstream media, academia, he's still just praised. However, Gore has had some serious, lack of luster when it comes to his just popularity in general. He's done a couple different climate things. One of them was actually the day of the Paris attacks last November, early December last year, when they had terror attacks. Very poorly received. Previous years, he had done a couple different climate events. He even was going to do another climate effort with worldwide bans that got canceled last summer. I mean, he is having major trouble getting anyone to pay attention. He does these webcasts where, you know, a few hundred people are watching. He's not getting the news coverage. So he has been affected in that regard, but the media still regards him as a hero and of course, academia. And when Gore travels the world, he still gets his big speaking fees. Here's the problem, and I point this out in the movie Climate Hustle. Gore and many other climate actors predicted very specific things would happen. Those things didn't happen, and actually confronted one of the UN lead authors about all his failed predictions. And his answer was, well, we may not have gotten those right, but who could have predicted? Then he comes up with these other maybe bad things. Oh, Arctic ice has been reduced. And by the way, it has. It was at similar levels in the 30s and 40s as it is now. It goes in cycles. But it turns out they will predict all these bad things. They don't happen. And then they say, oh, yeah, but we didn't predict these other bad things. In other words, bad climate things always happen. There's always going to be a bad weather event or some extreme event somewhere. And they'll just say, well, we didn't predict that. Our predictions failed, but we didn't predict this over here. And I actually document in the film how they predict the opposite. Global warming will cause more snow. Global warming will cause less snow. Global warming will cause more malaria, less malaria, more fog, less fog. And you can go on from there. It's amazing. I mean, I am now collecting dozens and dozens of examples on major issues. So no matter what happens, they can claim we predicted it. They have studies to cover themselves. No matter if you predict both results, you're covered. You're
exactly
going to win the football game. Yeah. So you predict both teams are going to win in separate bets. You're a winner no matter what. Doesn't matter what you lost. You can claim you're a winner.
Yeah, but amazing that the media would continue to give them coverage, because that's the order of the day. That's the grape juice that's being, you know, drunk, you know, on the Beltway and in institutions. We know the pressure that is upon, you know, our educational system.
that they have to buy into this doctrine. If they don't, their tenure, you know, their participation, as I say, in the reindeer games and the cocktail parties is limited.
Yes. In fact, the media is more committed than ever. In fact, in recent years, they've stopped allowing any semblance of climate debates on TV. I can't tell you, Bill, how many times I've been scheduled, and I'm talking about whether it's Al Jazeera, whether it's CNN, where I'll be scheduled for a debate and then it's canceled. And a lot of times I don't find out till I show up at the green room at the studio. The other person refused to do it. And not only that, the makeup person might tell me, oh, in fact, they chastise the producers. How dare they even schedule a debate? And then I'll have to go on in separate segments. And this has happened on Fox. It's happened everywhere. They will not debate because they know it hurts them, because when people hear logic, data, science, and facts, they can't just do their simple propaganda of all scientists agree, the science is settled, and we must act now. Well, that's basically their message.
So you're even running into this on Fox as well, huh?
Well, it's not Fox's fault, but yes, Fox tried to set up an interview with the Center for American Progress, a guy named Dan Weiss. And they were supposed to have the debate, and at the last minute, he basically said he would not appear with me. So he demanded to appear in a separate segment. He would not appear with me on screen.
Why is it, Mark, that they don't want to? Is it just they can't deal with the facts? Is that the problem?
No, well, in 2007 is when all this began. There was a big, giant debate in New York City. Hundreds of New Yorkers were polled before a 3-on-3 debate. What they believed, overwhelmingly, they believed in we faced a climate crisis. After a 90-minute debate with three skeptical scientists versus three believers, the audience completely reversed itself, and the skeptics won. One of those scientists who lost was a lead NASA global warming scientist, a guy named Dr. Gavin Schmidt. He did on his blog at the time that these debates were never worth it, that they would lose, that no one should do these debates anymore. He put the word out, and that essentially put a freeze and a lockdown, if you will, coming from NASA's lead global warming scientist saying don't debate, because he had just been beaten, and he admitted he had been beaten badly. And it wasn't, you know, by being lied to. It was by the other side just pointing out all the errors and giving people perspective. And by the way, the skeptical scientist, one of them was the late Michael Crichton, who actually was a PhD, MD, a doctor at the time, who had written about global warming. But there were also other two scientists on that panel. And it was an amazing debate. But I really credit that since that time, they've been really trying to stop any and all debates.
Exactly. Well, you know, you mentioned Al Gore again. Al Gore, of course, was in the news regarding the California wildfires, and he was saying, well, that's global warming. I mean, global warming is being blamed for everything, until he found out it was an arsonist that lit up the ranches there, right?
Yeah, that was very funny. Al Gore was blaming global warming. Well, the police finally nailed the arsonist who had started the fire, the serial arsonist. And this happens all the time. We had Hillary Clinton just yesterday blaming the recent hurricane that hit Florida. The first one, if you were a 12-year-old kid in Florida, it's the first hurricane you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
It's the first hurricane. So she's blaming that on global warming. And you have everything, pretty much any bad storm, as a tornado in Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh, it's global warming. Despite the fact that on every metric of extreme weather, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, droughts, they're all not only not increasing, they're actually declining. So as CO2 rises in our atmosphere, extreme storms are improving and lessening. It's an amazing stat.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mark Morano, the writer, host of Climate Hustle Movie, executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Mark, remind everybody, the movie now available on DVD through your website, right?
It's a global warming comedy, ClimateHustle.com, ClimateHustle.com. It just came out in the last 2 weeks. We're shipping the tape out. You can get Blu-ray or DVD. Everyone with kids should get this film to show their teeth.
Yeah, we need to have some Climate Hustle home movie nights. Why not? Let's make it a Friday night movie night for all your friends and expose them to the truth. Mark Morano on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Introducing the